You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You know what? We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get,
you
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes! Yes, thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Yes, we are live today. And I do believe we're going to be live all week. The hiatus, I do believe, is over. Although I'm still trying to kick it over to some video feed action as well. We will see about that. I want to have some things prepared for you guys that just hasn't been quite figured out yet. But you know what? We're not done yet. We'll make it there. We'll make it there. And that right there is Luca Mino, my co-host. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm not 6 feet under yet, like I was telling our producer, so there's hope.
Oh boy, what's that saying? Oh boy, yeah, every day above ground is a good day,
right? the Chinese actually say you get knocked down 7 times, you get up 8.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's good stuff right there. Yeah, so we got a fun-filled, well, I don't want to say fun, but we got a packed episode for you here this evening. And I just want to say, guys, I got to start the show off with a rant. Because it just must be, destined for me to talk about this stuff, because I've been hit with it over the head several times over the past couple of days with celebrity stuff. We've got Will Smith smacking the hell out of Chris Rock. Now, you guys know, this is not entertainment tonight. This is not that kind of show. And I'm definitely not the kind of person that covers events that flood all other mainstream, and even independent news. I'm not the kind of person. I try to steer clear of that, but again, I feel like as though I need to make a very short and quick point with this kind of stuff. Will Smith. And just from the stuff that I couldn't click on, you know, every page that I refreshed on my YouTube, there's two videos about Will Smith slapping the hell out of Chris Rock. So I decided to watch it. And, you know, you watch the short version, you watch the longer version of it, and something that nobody is saying, well, I guess I should start with what people are saying. Oh, Will, yeah, I feel exactly the way Will does, and he should have done it. And, you know, it's a lot of backing up of Will Smith, which, of course, you're going to have a lot of fanboys. You know, you got your fandom. Of course, they're going to do that. And then you have a small minority of people saying that he was wrong for what he did. Now, let me go ahead and say, if it were me at one of my, let's say, conventions or places that I speak, you know, I get asked to do that every now and again. And, you know, if somebody were to come up to me and slap me in the face, well, they'd be in the back of a patrol car. If I got up to smack somebody upside their head, I'd at least be sat down by security until they were told what to do. You know, whether I'd end up in a squad car or not, you know, that depends. Based on, you know, my quote-unquote, I guess I'll call myself a D-list celebrity, whatever. A quasi-known person. And even that's wrong. A special treatment is wrong. I believe Will Smith should have been in the back of a freaking squad car on his way to jail. Now, Will Smith is not a man. I'm a fan of Will Smith. I at least I was. I watched all his movies. I had all his rap albums. You know, I can quote word for word some of his movies and rap albums. Love Will. But as far as him doing what he did, that requires a certain level of pressure. Pressure. And it's the mind control. That's why I'm talking about all this stuff. It's the mind control. You know, it's my number one subject in the point of the show. Now, Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett starring in the next G.I. Jane movie. Okay, I think that is a very innocent joke. Yeah, Jada Pinkett is bald-headed. She's got alopecia. Whatever. Chris Rock is a comedian paid to make fun of everybody, and he doesn't single anybody out. Your next line to get made fun of, your next line to get made fun of. This is Cha. But Will Smith, okay, he makes the joke, and Jada Pinkett just immediately just frumped up. You guys know that word frump, right? Frumpy. You know, ice queen. You know, the girls that won't give you the time of day. They give you that cold shoulder. She frumped up in anger. Will Smith went up there. Let me interject even that point, because Will Smith laughed himself. He laughed at the joke. You see him on camera laughing. It wasn't until she got upset that he got upset. And went up there and felt like he had to godsmack Chris Rock. And Chris Rock took it in stride. He said, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is very historical. Probably the most historical day in television. Because Will Smith walked up there like he was like a gangster and slapped him. Okay, besides the fact that he should be in a squad car, but his celebrityhood afforded him not being arrested or even charges filed. I mean, you don't need to be the victim in order for charges to be filed. As long as a crime has happened, everybody's seen it, police automatically should come down, arrest, and file charges. The county. Wherever that happened, the county or city. But that didn't happen. Because he's a celebrity. Okay, people understand celebrities live in an entirely different world. It's hard for a lot of us to comprehend what the hell is even going on? Now, I know I have a very unique position because I have, you know, contact list that is, I mean, I'm wowed every time I look at it. You know, I've got 16 or 17 different celebrities that call and talk to me. Why? Because they're going through some stuff. They've heard about me. They heard about the target individual stuff. They heard I counsel target individuals. And a lot of these people are going through the MK Ultra. I can't oust any names other than the people who have actually come out public in my media. I had Ashley Woods from Lost. You remember that TV show, guys? Lost? The one that the whole nation was gripped in? Ashley Woods. She was on my show. I did an episode with her. We talked about her targeting. I've had Ian Jackman on my show. I watched every single one of his movies. 1980s action star. He basically was in a position to be Van Damme before he said no to a lot of the stuff that they wanted him to do. And basically Van Damme took his place. But I've seen all his, I've seen all his movies. I talk to celebrities. I have a list of awesome celebrities that I cannot name. If I were to name them, it would just... I'd probably have a lawsuit and have a whole hell of a lot of troubles that I would not want to have right now. I mean, there's a whole lot of pressure that goes along these actors and actresses that the public just simply does not understand. There's this whole tabloid thing. And, you know, you get these conspiracy theorists that will have their version of this tabloid thing and just throwing stuff out there. You know, I talk to some of these actors and they're like, you know what? I can't spend the money that I make, the millions that I make. I can't spend the money where I want to spend it. I can't associate with the people that I want to associate with. I have to be here. I have to be there. And I have to do these things in order to have some sort of normalcy in my life. Back with those millions of dollars that they have, they're also, on the other side of it, they have threats against their family, their reputation, and who they are. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. I sympathize with a lot of these people. And you have Will Smith, who has been put out there. Now, I know he made an acceptance speech talking about how he's been the butt of every joke and things like that, but that doesn't give you the right to go and slap. You know, first off, you're not a man. If you feel as though that your wife was offended and you have to defend her honor, okay, approach the guy. Even if you can't wait till after the ceremony, approach him, challenge him to a fight. Do it the proper way. If he backs down, honor defended. But you don't just go up to another actor, someone who is in your fellowship. You know, black actors, you know, gotta stick together. You know, all these groups of people that say that sort of stuff. You know, we kind of people, we gotta stick together. You know, he lost his whole composure. Why? Because his own wife put his business out there. Yeah, if you guys don't know the story, Jada Pinkett was giving the booty to other people, to other dudes. One in particular, young man. And Will Smith had to sit by and endure it. that Will Man, I'm sorry, if Will Smith was a real man, he would have divorced her. Or cut the activity out. I said, this ain't happening anymore. But no, Will Smith is the international symbol of cucks. He is a cuck. Flat out and simple. And that is an embarrassing place to be. I've never actually been in that position, willfully or unwillfully. And there's some guys that are into that stuff. But I know Will's not. And Will is simply not the alpha male type. He's your supreme beta male. I know this. He's sweet at heart. But you can't just all of a sudden decide you're going to grow balls. And it wasn't even a situation of growing balls because he was offended, because she got upset. And Lord knows if she's upset and he didn't say anything, he was going to catch hell when he got home. Going to catch hell. So, I know where I'm going here, but these celebrities, there's so many stories. There's so much they go through that the naked eye of the public cannot see. And Will Smith cracked. Oh, yes, did he crack? He cracked. But for the simple fact that he's not in the back of a squad car tells you there's a higher power ruling this man's life. It's nothing to do with celebrityhood. Okay? There's a higher power. If the police were called and told to come to that place, there's enough security and money to keep the entire police force out of the building. If it had to go that far, of course it wouldn't, because these people already know. They know the deal. They know what time it is. But here I am wasting the first 18 minutes of the show on this subject, and I hate it. So guys, I know we got to take a quick little break. Just center on what I said, and we will come back with the regular show, all right?
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yes. I know I said I don't want to talk about it anymore, but let me tell you something. if that was Dwayne The Rock Johnson who says something about his wife, do you think Will Smith would have came up there and slapped him? Serious question. Luca, you think he would have slapped him?
Okay, so
what are you thinking about the situation?
When I saw it the first time, I had the volume off, which I love doing. I watch TV with the volume off, and I saw him. You know, I saw Chris Rock saying something, and then Will Smith walking up to him like that on stage, slapping him, turning around, and when I saw the smirk on Will's face, that's when I knew what this was. As far as I'm concerned, okay,
little, you see this hot too?
Humble little me, right? He's got that smirk on his face right before he passes the camera. If you could freeze it, he's got that stupid little smirk on his face as if I took advantage of the situation to do this when nobody else would have.
Exactly.
I think it's a lot of drama, okay, that Fox News is going to be talking about for, I don't know, what, a week, okay? This is the type of thing. And then you got the whole agenda wrapping around that. About how people get so offended so quickly nowadays, you can't say anything anymore. First Amendment disappearing, right? All this nonsense.
The social justice, you know, warriors.
Men are not women. You know, men are not men anymore. They're women, and vice versa. It's classic. You know, he's probably going to get paid for doing that. He's probably going to get more light on him. And I just think it's really absolutely tasteless and disgusting. But that's just me. You know, other people are just like, yeah, there you go. You know, and if he was a man, I'll reiterate what you said. If he was a man, you know, you get him when he's by himself, you know, or something, or even at the end of the skit or something. You don't go up there in front of everybody else and do that. That's, you know, I would call that a version of career suicide, but that's just me, right?
Well, there's so many social justice warriors out there. That was the Hail Mary of virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's backing Will on what he did. Oh, she has a disability. You can't make fun of her. Chris Rock's
yeah,
Canadian.
See, oh, there's another twist to that, too. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just remembered. Apparently, Chris Rock would not have known that his wife had that condition. Otherwise, he might not have made the joke. Like, there was that, too, that was thrown in. So that was interesting.
If he really wanted to dig at them,
yeah,
he would have said, ha, your wife is having sex with other guys, making you a cuck. And he would have made some sort of joke out of that. Because all that business is public. He made a light joke about her having short hair and being the next G.I. Jane.
Yeah,
which
and then he
is
opened,
cool, I think. G.I. Jane was awesome.
Remember how he opens his arms after that and he goes, well, you know, that's okay, right? You know, that's a nice joke. It's light. Right.
It was a creepy light joke. It was a way to include her. As a comedian, you include the people you love. But, you know, if you're out in the Academy Awards and, you know, you get passed over for... Nobody knows who you are and nobody loves you. That's how you know that you are loved. You are royalty. If you get a joke said about you. So, and the social justice warriors. Luca, come on. Come on. How much empowered junk are we going to have to listen to?
You know, it's the junk that we're watching that really it validates. You know, it's like, see, there you go. See, there you go. You're seeing how, you know, how screwed up people are. And that's a good subject. Oh, boy.
And, so. Yeah, I mean, we could be, you know, I'm going to save for after this next break and for a long segment. But people, it's just... It is very hard. I mean, you'll get killed based on some of the things that you do as a celebrity, though. Paul Walker, okay? Mm-hmm. The man died after donating millions of dollars to a charity. He was doing good works. I know some of these actors that do good works, and they disappear. They get X'd out. Some of them, just to stay relevant and to stay making money, they gotta do what they have to do minimally. But they're not all into everything. There are some of these sick mofos that do the spirit cooking and child molesting and all that stuff. Yeah, that's there, but it's not everybody.
But there's also something that showed up and that disappeared real quick off the radar, and I haven't seen anything about it since. What's his name? Mel Gibson came out with that movie Rothschild, or he was making the movie Rothschild, and he got into a lot of problems.
Yes, I was looking forward to that too, guys. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. I swear.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Ezoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Yeah, we're back. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you know what? I want to get rich enough. I want to get famous enough. Can I just deck Joe Biden in the face and just be able to walk away and sit back in my seat at one of his speeches? I would love that. So you mentioned something about the Rothschild movie.
Okay, first thing you hear about is Mel Gibson, you know, with the bearded look, and he's got that worried look on his face, and it said Mel Gibson's new movie, The Rothschild, and you don't hear about it anymore. I haven't, anyway, so that's like David making a movie about Goliath. It, you know, being in his position, unless he made as much money and he doesn't care and he's on his way out anyway, that could be one aspect of it. But it's interesting because my biggest complaint is that so many people are going along with the narrative, and so many people should know better, but they do know, and they're riding the devil's wings. You know, that's they're selling their soul to the devil. Well, it's a pretty freaking dangerous ride to be on.
Well, Mel Gibson is one of my favorite actors of all times. Recently, 2 months ago, I watched a 3-hour documentary on him. You know, like one of those "Where'd This Person Go" kind of things. And it's funny because he's still making movies. He's not stopped making movies. He's just not being picked up by major motion productions. Since he made, you know, Passion of the Christ, he's been on his own.
Yeah. Strong movies like he's made, too, like Braveheart. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow. You know, and I remember different scenes because I'm a photographer, cinematographer, videographer, editor, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember the scene in Braveheart about the first night where the British government institutes first night, which means that on the first night of the marriage of the Scot people, right?
Yes.
You know, we want less Scots in the world. So what we'll do is, you know, we're the royalty. We'll go in there and we'll have the wife the first night. It was called Prima Nocta, and there it is, you know.
You know what?
Verified in history, you know.
The first time, I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you, but the first time I saw that, I was a kid. I guess I was a teenager, maybe. But that royally ticked me off.
Mm.
That part of the movie, besides everything else, the Bing John Accord and everything else, it's the violation of your woman, your wife. I, as a target individual, I've had a lot of things tampered with and interceded with, and one of those things is having an extra lover being planted into your stuff and violating the things, what I found to be most sacred. That happened to me. By the government, yes. This hacker literally faked my profile, said stuff that I'd never said, sent it to my then woman, and she believed that I was cheating on her, and she... I could do nothing but break up with her, but she then went to go be with the White Knight. And once the White Knight actually found out that I was done with her, dropped her.
Mm-hmm.
So the person hurt most out of it was the dumb girl who wouldn't believe me and was taken on and the head games. The physical violation, but also the head games on top of it.
This is it. The British, when they invented that, they actually, that's where that phrase was coined, how to win a war without firing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You go after the women, you go after the children, and you go after culture.
Yeah. Look at it, it nearly destroyed me.
Yeah. I believe it. But you're with us. You're here. Woo!
Oh, I went through some, like, hellspawn transformation. I've got the cape. I've got the necromancy skin. I got the magical powers and everything. I'm the anti-hero for the ages. I'm ready to go. I'll fight hell and heaven.
We have no idea how powerful we are if we get in touch with it.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, yeah, 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 right? Well, try it. You know? It's amazing. I'm going through it, and I'm living proof. So...
Yeah. Oh, I'll always admire you for beating stage 4 cancer. That's superhuman.
A lot of it had to do with the good doctors that I had. But at one point, the door closes. No, they don't want to hear about your healing without chemo or radiation. No, they don't want to hear about you not being vaccinated. No, you know what I mean? They don't want to hear that. That's not part of their agenda. That's not part of the book. That's not what they get paid for. And I had the door slapped in my face. It's like, why don't you guys, you know, why don't you take me as an example to show other patients that are dying of cancer like I could have been easily. I was. Sitting in the same chair where I'm sitting now. No. You know why? When you go into that office and the word chemo comes around, you're worth between... You're worth between 10,000 is the lower ceiling and 250,000 or more is the highest.
Yeah, million. Yeah.
That's how they make their money. And you turn around and you say no and you heal yourself. It's like, don't go calling them again. You know, it's too bad. And I let the nurses know every time I call the hospital, you know, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. You know, they could have vaccinated me when I was under during the operation. I'll never know.
That kind of stuff scares the crap out of me because I have my medical issues. I got to go see, I got to get blood tested. And I hate needles. I hate needles with a passion. I just do. I don't know what it is about needles. I hate them. You can be safe to say that I'll be the last person on the planet to be a heroin addict. I hate needles. And it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's something genetic memory or maybe just the
no, you had a bad experience.
As far as the bad experience is concerned, I know I couldn't go to school. I was late an entire year. I was pushed back an entire year from being able to go to school because I didn't have all my vaccinations. I should have been, my high school career should have started a year earlier. And that devastated me because I wanted to go to school. I had no idea I was antisocial. I didn't become antisocial till junior high. But I was very social creature as a small child. Elementary school, I couldn't wait for the summer to be over. I could go back to school. Yay, kids. More kids I get to play with. Yeah, that was me. I was hyped. But that severely scarred me mentally. Being told I was one, I didn't meet the age requirement, and I didn't have all my vaccinations. I didn't even know what that was back then. I was just told it was medicine and a shot.
So, well, do you want to stay on vaccines for a bit?
We can do whatever you want to talk about, my friend. It's always good.
No, I mean, the clip that I have is a very, very interesting one and very short one, too. I think it's under 3 minutes. The Jesse Ventura, right, has a talk with Dr. Rima Label, who's very open about her, about being against everything that the New World Order stands for, and she seems to be as awake as...
I love her! Yes, Dr. Rima, I've spoken to her once.
You know that lady, Tavares?
Yes, Deborah Tavares.
Right. Yes, she's
spoken to her as well.
Dr. Label is as awake as she is, and you hear her talk with Jesse, and it's like black and white.
Yes. Yes.
If we can play that clip, that would be really awesome.
I do not feel safe living in the United
really?
States.
Really? Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out.
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? Yeah. You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation. U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
A few moments later.
And by the way, I love the mask.
Right.
You know why?
I wrote an op-ed piece. It gave me freedom.
Yeah.
I can go in the store now.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers me. And if I keep my mouth shut, nobody does. And I don't have to talk to people that I probably didn't want to talk to anyway. You see, little Jesse, the body's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I
got a lot to say about this. Now, let me... Jesse Ventura. Mr. Ventura. Okay, Monday last week, we had a Target and Joel talk about the Brain Invaders episode. That's the name of the episode that all TIs will refer to. I'm probably the only one that remembers the name of the episode. It's Brain Invaders, Season 2. That talks where it has Dr. Robert Duncan, who is a peer, constituents of mine. We've worked together. I got him hip to the nanotechnology information in which he made the basis project on. Yeah, that was started because of me. Not that I want to brag, but you see Jesse Ventura all over these issues. And I've talked to Dr. Remo before. She may not remember me, but I've talked to her before. My research with her and what I had a discussion with her about was the fact that fruit was being radiated. To kill microbes in the fruits and things like that. That sounds great on the surface. And yeah, every time I have the thought of, you know, like, eating a banana or something, there might be eggs in them, like gnat eggs in them. That's the reason why I don't eat bananas. Even though it's probably the most healthy thing in the world for me to eat. I don't eat bananas because every banana is infested with gnat eggs. But the radiation is supposed to kill the biology of that. The problem with that is that it also kills the nutrition in the banana. You're eating filler. Filler. Not nutritious. You might as well be eating rice. That's why the Asians manage to stay so small. I don't want to get racial. Or I don't want to get racist. I'm definitely going to get racial. I don't want to get racist. I don't want to be racist. But racially speaking, that's why the Asians are so small. Seaweed. You know, rice. That was a dietary control, a metabolism control. You can have billions of them if they all weigh 120 pounds. You can do that feasibly, okay? But as big old fat Americans like myself, you know, I'm very harsh on myself. I know. I'm 300 pounds here, but anybody looks at me, they look at me in terror because I'm mostly muscle. But I'm still overweight. I still consider myself overweight because I have the beer belly. I got dad bod. But
you were talking about being bombarded, and
it's the whole. I feel as though there has been a drop in nutrition ever since the whole campaign of, I don't know, I forget your age, Luca, but during my age period, it was like, okay, let's talk about healthy foods. First of all, drink 8 glasses of tap water a day, and we've already talked about the fluoride stuff and all that, but it's like, okay, now it's okay for you to eat fruits and vegetables. And I'm thinking to myself, now they want healthy, okay, oh no, I'm scratching my head, healthy fruits and vegetables. But that's when they, at this particular time, they started doing massive bombardment of the fruits, destroying vitamins and all the nutrients in the fruits, massively. So it didn't even matter if you started eating healthy. What you were eating at the end of the day was filler.
So how do you depopulate the earth? you make healthy food so damn expensive that the lower class will be forced to eat poison.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're doing with the food.
Okay, Luca, Kool-Aid versus juice. Who can afford juice and who can afford Kool-Aid?
Water in Northern Canada, and this is the truth. I can show you links to prove it, and it's on my other clip that we might play tonight. That mm-hmm. 5-minute rant on the Indian nations. A 24 bottled water is $104. A gallon of milk is under $10. I think it was $8.99 last time.
In the same region?
This is the way it is.
Throw me for a spin here. You're saying that there's a markup on water times 100%, and milk is $10. I wouldn't trust the milk more than I would trust the water.
One quart, like those quarts of cranberry juice, are $17, $18. Uh-huh. Pork roast is something like $118. These are pictures that I saw living in Canada from a group, they're probably still on Facebook, called Feeding My Family mm-hmm. in the Northwest Territories. Yes, sir. And they're saying that it's just because the food has to be brought there. No, it's exactly the same thing. It's racist again. It's those people up north. We don't have to pay them. Let them eat cake, right? Marie Antoinette mm-hmm. style. That's what they're doing. And they're mm-hmm. killing off the indigenous people because they're the settlers. And that's mm-hmm. what we do to people. We conquer, we obliterate them. And they're doing the same thing to the food. And I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's another 2-hour show.
But Luca, but it scares me though, because there is a justification there. I have seen the YouTube videos where, okay, my favorite thing when I was a kid, my dad would bring me like some guava fruit drinks, like in Mexico. Because my dad lived in Miami. He grew up in Miami. All that, you know, Latin, you know, Cuban stuff, that was the stuff then. And he would bring me like the Mexican and Cuban stuff, and these drinks, these containers that were lined with aluminum, but it's plastic on the outside. You know these drinks. But I've been seeing masses of these drinks containing, you don't even find out till you get to the bottom of the container if there's a living biotic fungus beast growing in it. First time I watched one of these videos, I threw up. And it is real. It is real. What is it? Who does the pouches? The pouch drinks? The aluminum pouch drinks? Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Those got, like, highly scrutinized because they were on the market, and a lot of those were anti-pesticide, anti-preservatives, all natural. But you had these potential growing fungal masses in these things that look like mm-hmm. something you'd only find in a sewer. So yep. there's justification of it, but yet it's like, give us what we want. And so I think that's the kind of thing that has opened the door for the rest of the stuff.
Dr. Labo said it in a couple of seconds in that last clip that we heard. That's what they're doing. They're encouraging sterility. How do you do that? Vaccines, dumbing people down. You know, they're raining stuff down with chemtrails.
But the thing is, it's like you came across a situation where you have justified what you do, and you've made it a public demand. Okay, let's make sure that this fungal thing can never happen. I mean, as it is right now, I'm in Poland. There are totally wonderful, exquisite drinks and beverages, all natural. But when I seen the stuff, I'm to the point, and it even happens in Pepsi cans, Pepsis. I'm to the point I won't buy anything off the shelf unless I can see through it. If it's not in a plastic bottle, I'm not going to buy it as a beverage. I'm that traumatized.
No, you're that intelligent. That's great. That's great. I know people that look at all the ingredients, and if you can't pronounce something on the ingredient list, don't buy it. Yeah, that's what the joke was. If you can't read the ingredient list, put it back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, there was this Image comic. I the nerd is really being pulled out of me. An Image comic, Dr. Mirage. There's this one special issue because this guy was rich. He was this like ghost superhero, right? He had one of his servants locked into his bathroom for days. And he came out of that bathroom never showering again. They used to make fun of him, call him Stinky, because he was in there so long, he read every ingredient to every product in the bathroom. He says, I can't pronounce any of this stuff. I'm not putting this on my body. It literally took them weeks in the comic book story to convince him to take a shower again and use some of these products. You bring up childhood memories like a lot today.
Well, you just hit one of mine, a trauma memory that I can share if you'd like, real quick. Well, just before going into the operation at stage 4 cancer, let's talk about it after the break.
You know what? I didn't know it was that soon. Okay, yeah, I can't wait to hear this, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to come back from commercial break, and it's going to be a more awesome show.
Cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.